This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And I spread my butt cheeks with Mike Honcho.
Close your mouth.
But I don't want your life.
Oh my God!
Chocolatey.
But now, I'm not legit. I'm unlegit. And for that reason, I must quit.
Damn.
I mean, y'all could have did it. Good morning, Wahweeda Nation. I sincerely hope that everybody, for the most part, listening, has had a good week.
Because it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Friday.
I ain't got no job.
Ain't got shit to do.
And I ain't got shit to do.
December 5th. It is 5:50 a.m. and it's 30 degrees and cloudy. We had some snow yesterday. Some beautiful flaky snow, a light dusting, if you will.
Yeah, wasn't cold enough to stick. So, I mean,
cold enough to know. I mean, it was
cold enough for it to look nice.
Yeah. It did not look nice. I don't know what you're talking about.
I look out in the yard in the dark.
You weren't driving around in it then. It was nasty.
No.
Yeah.
No, Kim got home.
You didn't. You had to. You was out there at the thingamajig.
At the resource. Yes. Yeah. I sure was. It's just three of us. We're down two men.
We're down two gentlemen today.
So, our thoughts and prayers with CJ and Chad. We hope that your illnesses and whatever derelict. What does derelict mean?
I don't even.
CJ's not here to look it up.
Will I was just gonna let you ride with it because it sounded like you knew.
Teo,
let's
see if Teo can spell derelict. How about you derelict my balls?
What about
Zoolander?
Hey Teo. What about the minorities are ruling in here today?
That's right.
The minorities. Now there's a little white girl in the back asleep, so it's 2-2. Two to two.
Well, Ali over here puts us up on the.
And remember, you weren't on.
He's a mutt.
Well, you weren't on the podcast when Teo said this. When he fills out paperwork, he claims that he is white and non-Hispanic.
Who does?
Teo.
Do you?
That's true.
Yeah, he, you know.
But you are Hispanic.
On paperwork, he is not a minority.
Hey, man.
That's how Medita had me do it there until I start filling out college apps.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Hey,
I never asked no questions.
Racism, dog.
That's true.
We don't want the man to hold us down.
So derelict, in a very poor condition as a result of disuse and neglect.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was neglect on either one of them.
Shamefully negligent
of
one's duties or obligations.
Well, never mind. I shouldn't.
Now, technically, they are. They're neglecting their podcast duties.
Well, I can't go too hard on them because I cancel Tuesday.
For sure.
Yeah, and then Wednesday.
No worries. We got it together.
Yeah.
We're going to get it in.
It's late in the week.
We have to give Livia something to listen to on Sundays.
Yeah, I actually had three people reach out to me yesterday about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to give a shout out.
No podcast this week?
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to One Love, One Rut.
Rut.
That man been.
Sweet baby.
Man,
yeah, sweet that, baby Rut.
Lake and Daddy. He been asking about the podcast. He's like, he texts me Tuesday afternoon. He's like, no cast? Because I done missed the gym and everything. So I was like, we're going to do it Wednesday. And then I was like.
He's like, no cast?
Nah, no podcast Wednesday either.
Holidays suck. But my mental health has been crap and whatever. Here we go. We're into it.
We in it.
We in this. Who won last night?
The Lions.
Detroit basketball.
Lions were knocking it down. Straight up knocking it down on the Cowboys.
They played well.
It got a little scary there early in the fourth.
It was sketchy in the fourth, but the one thing that I've been mad about, and I'll say this about my style of play, how I like to play. To me, I hate that when you get the lead and you hand off and, you know, two straight times and, you know, they end up forcing the punt because you're trying to, you know, run the clock out. Excuse my French this early. I'm going to go in and get my one out the way. But fuck that. Put your motherfucking foot on their necks. And that's what Dan Campbell did. He threw to Amon-Ra to get him down to the 13, and then we ended up, then Jahmyr Gibbs did the rest.
Yeah, there was a lot of Gibbs action last night for sure. And look, I agree. You know, it depends on if you've got a lead and it's like less than five, I get it. You want effective in the run game, that kind of thing.
I don't believe in that, dog. I'm telling you, man.
All right, Stephen A.
Keep it going, baby. Skip.
Let's
unless you the Bears doing what you did to the Eagles.
All right, let's get off sports for a minute because not everybody listening cares about sports. All right,
but we did not have a clean sweep last night.
I am one for one. That's all I care about right
Chad
now.
Chad took the Cowboys. Yeah. Or Chat GPT took
Chad.
The Cowboys.
Chad GTP.
Yeah.
Y'all just assumed I was going to go with
D-Bus. Oh, yeah.
100%. Okay, good.
100%. I already knew.
100%.
Good.
100%.
All right, we're going to do a new segment called You Stop Me When You Hear Something Cringe. Or Hold Your Hand Up, all right?
Okay.
Either one of you all, hold your hand up when you're like, whoa, wait a minute, what did they just say?
Okay.
All right? Ready?
Okay.
Let's do it.
She's just 16 years old.
Okay.
All right.
You can't even hit pause.
Well, you've heard this song, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
But I want you to know. And this is a grown man.
Yep. This is a grown man, and Jamal, I wish you could see the picture of this guy. Okay, well.
Wow.
Take a look at that guy, Tao.
Okay, so who is the singer?
Benny Mardonez. First line of the song. That was the very first line. That's 28 seconds in when he says that.
Yeah. He looked like Crater Face Coburn from Saved by the Bell.
I guess.
Chuckle Charlie.
I guess to me, I mean, I'm hoping that he wrote it when he was younger.
No.
I doubt it.
He looks like Lars Ulrich's uncle that maybe has like a shady search history on the internet.
But the thing is that it's like there's no mistaking. It was like Chris Hansen. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And the crazy thing is, it's like
Scott and Chris Hansen.
The crazy thing is that you can't like hide your intentions because listen to the music, the instrumental part.
Yeah.
It's like you go all the way for sex. And
should we start it again?
Yeah, one more time. All right. It's like I go all this way with vodka and condoms, but I just come to talk. Yeah, yeah. It, like if you take,
oh, I got another one for you.
Okay, if you take the words out of this, this is an instrumental. Just 16 years old. Leave her alone. They said leave her alone.
They said leave her alone.
He said, hell
and then
no.
He says that they're separated by fools who don't know what love is yet.
And then listen,
looking like Dudley Moore.
Well, hold up. But then to try to ease that in.
Yeah.
Listen to the piano come in. Yeah. At the rewind that back one more time. Run that back one more time. Listen to the piano. Try to ease it in. She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say. Here it comes. Hey, that's how you do it, man.
Man, come on.
I'm on my way.
Here's another
to
one.
Murder you. I said.
What do you think about this one, though?
She was on the 16, on the 16. I loved her so, but she was 16, too young to fall 16, in love, and I was too young to know. We'd laugh and 16, we'd sing and do.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay.
Okay. To me,
they're both young.
Yeah.
I just saw the name of the song. That's Sam Cooke, by the way.
But you could tell Sam was super young. You know, he was super young.
He might have been younger than her.
Yeah. Or he could have been talking, like, I feel like he could have been talking about a bubblegum love, popcorn love.
Back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Well, back in the 50s and 60s, 16
but no,
years old.
The first one is like, she's 16 years old, they told me no, and I said, fuck it. So, yeah, that's insane.
I found a cringe list on Spotify.
Oh, is that what that is?
No, I just now found it. Pretty Boy Swag is in the first
Pretty
song.
Boy Swag.
That's the first one.
Oh, what about this one?
Well, now, we call this the act of mating. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
Remember this song?
Yeah, I do. This is Discovery Channel?
Yes, it is that song. Yeah.
Bloodhound Gang.
Yes.
That's what it was.
You and me.
Hang on. It's about to hit the... Yep. You almost meant the synth. Anyway.
Wow.
White and Nerdy's on here? The Weird Al parody?
But honestly, though, man... That one ain't cringeworthy. The Sam Cooke isn't cringeworthy.
No.
The first one.
No. Yeah, that first.
That's the one.
That first one.
Yes. Because he says, he literally admits.
Oh, yeah.
That they told me not to, but I did it anyway.
Mm.
Wow.
Oh, well, you know what that means.
Mad Pete's Fake Picks.
You've been working on that, ain't you, Jamal?
Yeah.
You didn't come up with that all on you. Oh, look, hang on. Look what I just found.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam.
The remake of LeBron is terrible.
It's doo-doo. All right.
It's doo-doo.
Doo-doo. All right, let's get it.
Even Michael Jordan's bad acting was better than LeBron's terrible acting.
Yep. Hey, he finally won a game without getting 10 points last night.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. The final standings of week 13, since we're a little late. Chad Mose led the way.
I came out strong.
They was 11 of 16.
Came out strong.
Chad GPT has been good to scoop as of late. Dubs and myself were both 10 of 16. And then CJ had his first off week. He was 9 of 16.
Which I got to give Matt props because he started out 1-4 on the week.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a rough go right there. I was 0-4 on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
So it was a rough go. So after 13 weeks, I still lead the way 131 of 193. For 68%. CJ's got 127 for 66%. Flames real taste with perfect toppers. At BK.
That's an actual track on Spotify, by the way.
Is it?
Wade and Moe's tied.
Okay.
121.
I made a little bit come up.
So that's 63%.
There we go, Dubs.
And Chad is creeping.
No,
116.
Chad GPT is creeping.
He's 116.
I'd like
for 60%.
I think he's eliminated officially.
Probably. I have not gone that deep on that. But for our listeners out there, since we did not get the picks in prior to last night's game, we've already mentioned it. Chad was the only one that took the Cowboys. Everyone else had the Lions for the first dub of this NFL football week.
Football. Let's get this week.
Let's go right on into it. Let's head up to New York.
Well, where Sal Palantonio is standing by.
No, he's in Philly, bro.
Yeah, he's always in Philly.
Yeah, in Philly.
Where Dan Marino taking on Vinny Testaverde and the New York
Dolphins
Jets.
And the Jets. This is actually going to be interesting.
The Dolphins are -3. I do recall that both Scoop and CJ taking the Dolphins here.
I will also take the Dolphins.
I'm going to listen.
Tyrod Taylor is.
I know. I'm going out and I'm taking the Jets because I think Aaron Glenn got them and going in the right direction.
Home Depot.
What in the world? Who are you going with?
The Jets.
No, I mean.
Yeah, Mose is going with the Jets. Yeah, I was trying to toy around with this one as well. You know what? I think Aaron Glenn gonna get after Tua. I'm going Jets here as well. I'm gonna go out on a limb. Yeah. Let's head to the big ATL.
I think this is the first week the Jets have been picked by any of us to win.
It's been a minute. Wade has gone out on that limb before.
That's right. You did. My bad.
When it was very questionable. I think that week he went Jets, Titans. He started picking them all. Yeah, we got the Rick Myers headed to ATL, take on the Michael Vicks.
All right, well, tell the
Seahawks, Falcons. Seahawks are favored -6.5. CJ and Chad both took the Seahawks.
We'll also take the Seahawks. Actually, you know what? Give me the Falcons.
Ooh.
Yeah, give me the Falcons.
This is a pick. As me being a Detroit fan, so I'm going to go with the Falcons, too.
No, I'm riding Seattle. I think they pissed off after getting beat last week.
Did they get beat?
It was either last week or the week before.
No, it was the week before. Last week they won, but it was ugly.
Yeah. No, I'm still – I'm riding coattails here. I'm going Seahawks.
Okay.
All right, now a division game right here.
Hang on. What color is the watch, Jamal?
It is red.
It's white.
Oh, I usually stick on Caucasian.
Yeah. So we got the New Orleans Saints headed down to Tampa. Tampa's favored -8.5. Who you got? Both Chad and CJ took the Bucks.
Bucks. Who? I'm sorry.
Saints.
Saints. Oh, yeah, give me the Bucks.
Yeah, I got to go with the Bucks here.
That's a clean sweep.
Yeah.
Hang on, I got to see what this is.
What's going on?
Okay. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
That's the Axel Foley thing.
Okay. Yes. This one could get interesting because I've not heard whether or not JJ had a concussion protocol. We got the Commanders.
He is. He's been
headed to Minnesota.
He got bumped up.
So this game is nearly a pick 'em game because the Vikings are only favored by 1.5. But the Vikings are at home.
Skull.
Can Mariota get it done? I don't know. Both CJ and Chad took the Vikes.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Vikings who?
Commanders.
Okay. Is
yeah,
Jaden Daniels back?
He has not been officially activated.
I thought he was been bumped up.
He was limited, I know, but now I've not seen anything.
So he's going to be questionable, probably.
Odds are, I think Washington knows they're not going anywhere. They're not competing for anything. So if they're going to bring Jaden Daniels back,
well,
they can wait another
week. As Chad said early on in this NFL season, Jaden Daniels not ready. So give me the Vikings, I guess. Skull.
No, I'm taking Commanders on this because – Dan Quinn started calling the defense. They simplified it. They looked better the last game they played. So
they did. Give me
the Commanders.
They had the Broncos on.
Yes.
They had them scared.
Yep.
There for a second.
Yep.
But that was also a home. Punky Brewster.
Need somebody to take me to Funky Town.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Vikings here. I'm going to stick with that defense.
I like being out Skull. On the island myself. So,
what does Skull stand for, quickly?
A can of dip.
Do you know?
No.
It's actually really cool. I might have to look it up because I've already forgot, but I remember it being like, oh, that's cool.
Look it up.
All right.
Yeah, look it up.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
For a second. I'll look it up for a second.
Funky Town.
Nothing pleases me more than knowing that the Dallas Cowboys has a 9% chance.
Never mind. Doesn't stand for anything. It's a Scandinavian word for bowl.
Scandinavian.
Which means cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, okay.
So cheers. It's a Viking. It's like an actual Vikings term.
That's cool though.
All right.
HTR when it was the Redskins
HTTR.
Yeah, hail to the Redskins. I thought that was cool.
It is cool.
It's a cool thing.
We're heading to Jacksonville, ladies and gentlemen.
This is going to be a tough game.
Going to Florida.
This is a tough game.
So we got
Florida.
Danny Dimes.
We got the Edgerrin James.
Danny Dimes
taking on Fred Taylor.
Okay. That's a good one.
Jaguars, Colts.
Colts at Jacksonville. Danny Dimes playing with a fractured leg.
Yep.
As of right now, we could see Riley Leonard. We don't know. But the Colts are favored -1.5.
He's a good Catholic boy.
He is.
Well, we think. He may be Protestant.
No, he is Catholic. He is Catholic.
You would know.
I would know.
You get the newsletter.
He took Notre Dame to the Natty last year.
You still get the Catholic newsletter every week?
No.
Tell us all the happenings in the Catholic community?
I don't get the bulletin board that they handed out at church over at St. Helens, unfortunately.
Come on now, Rudy. Come on, Rudy.
Remember, folks, Ice Cream Social is this Sunday.
Dan they still Rudiger. Have it.
Oh, I know.
I haven't been in a long time.
Dan Rudiger.
Give me the Colts.
Chad and CJ also took the Colts.
All right.
This is the one week I'm going to go against Danny Dimes.
Oh, are you kidding me? Mm. You'd rather be right than wrong.
Wouldn't
that
we
was
all?
Dumb to say.
I'm going to go with the Jags this week.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people aren't giving a lot of love to Daniel Jones right now. They think the Colts are going to miss the playoffs, believe it or not, based on his play. But I think it's too – I think right now I'm still going to ride the Colts.
No, but who's first? Who's in first place coming into week 14 in the NFC North?
The Dub Bears.
Dub Bears.
That's right, baby.
Dub Bears.
When was the last time you could say that?
2018.
Yeah, and then what happened? What happened?
Double doink in the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
I actually remember. I mean, for somebody to be.
We watched that game together?
No, I worked at the Fire Pit that evening. And when I got off work, yeah. It was the Bears had just gotten the ball back, and I got over to Kim's.
So you were the bad luck.
No.
Yep. You heard it, Jamal. Once you started watching it, it all went sliding south.
But surprisingly,
I watched the entire game at the liquor store.
You should have stayed there.
Surprisingly, for somebody,
stayed there.
Eagles had already taken the lead. I was already mad.
So it was Kim that was the bad luck.
No. Adam Huff called me right after that doink.
All right. What's the next thing?
Surprisingly, I know a lot about Chicago Bears for me to be a Detroit Lion.
Oh, by the way, well, never mind. We'll get there. Steelers.
Just the three of us. We can do whatever.
Steelers.
Say what you got to say.
Yeah.
Y'all need to watch that documentary on HBO Max on the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know it was on.
I watched that.
I didn't either. I'm going to watch it now.
Yeah, okay. I watched it. It's good.
Because you know what? I mean, ultimately, that's why I was 34 in football.
Sweetness.
Well, they call me Sweetness. And then, I like to dance. Course, running the ball is like making romance.
And then, of course, Bo comes out wearing 34.
What's that line mean? Running the ball is like making romance.
I have no idea.
Is he saying he's sexual with his ball running?
Well, I mean, he was Sweetness. He was sweet out there with it.
You did the high step plenty of times in down the hallway over at 106 McIntosh.
Yeah. I got the jersey.
All right. We got the Steelers.
Steelers.
At Baltimore.
Steelers.
This game right here is going to be very interesting because the AFC North – is up for grabs.
Yeah, it is.
Give me the Ravens.
Yeah. CJ and Scoop took the Ravens as well.
Yeah, give me B Moore.
Yeah, I don't right now. I mean, both offenses are doo doo. Let me roll with the Ravens.
The Steelers will lose it. Or Steelers will lose this game, and it's ultimately going to be why Mike Tomlin will not be there next year.
He'll be there next year.
I don't think he
How will. Bloody will Aaron Rodgers be this week?
Who cares?
Oh, they're going to bust his
His nose was busted up last week. Okay.
They're already calling for Mike Tomlin to be fired.
And you know what? And Pittsburgh does not switch coaches very frequently. The history.
His background, even he's a defensive coach.
Yeah.
And his defense has got the highest payroll, and they get shredded.
But here's the thing. Mike Tomlin
won't be unemployed for long if he gets
no.
GM, no. The GM there in the Pittsburgh Romans. Is the one that I'm looking at right now.
You looking at him?
Because
I'm looking at you.
If Tomlin were to go, you got to fire him
gone.
And the GM.
Yeah, both of them's yeah. going.
They got to be gone.
You can't – you to me, and no disrespect, Tomlin is like Belichick.
Here comes the disrespect.
He can't. He doesn't. He refuses to adapt. He still believes in running the ball.
Yeah.
And one wide receiver could get you. No.
I'm going to tell you what, though. Aaron Rodgers called out all them wide receivers after last weekend.
Well, he need to call out himself, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
he's an ass.
Yeah, that's the thing about Rodgers, man. If it's good, it's good. If not, he's going to run his bus over you five times.
And guess what? He's done after this.
He's done. Don't nobody want him.
All right. Let's head to.
And there's probably somebody out there that wants him.
Let's head to.
Yeah, Glasgow.
Let's head to let's head to Brown Town. Tennessee Titans are at Cleveland. Dude. Take on the Browns. Got Cam Ward versus Shador.
Is it going to be Shador?
Yes.
Should be. They already said he was going to be.
Yeah. Okay, because they designated.
After last week.
Watson.
After last week, they'd already said he was going to be QB1.
How is Deshaun Watson still in the league?
He's been hurt.
But how is he still in the league?
I mean, he did his time.
He did his time, dog.
Yeah. There was that was what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, dog.
He got suspended when he was in Houston.
Yeah, he sucked.
And
so
then
bad.
Cleveland tripled down when they gave him that contract.
I know. Predators are gonna predate. Give me the Browns. No. Give me Will Levis and the Titans.
Let's see.
Will Levis is out all season.
Give me Ryan Tannehill and
this is tough. But
give me the Nashville Titans.
Titans.
I'm going to put my faith in Bernie Kosar.
I don't know.
So we got.
All right.
Right now we got.
I say this with love. Who cares about this game?
Yeah, basically.
Well, people around us that are.
People that are fans.
Titans fans.
Yeah, people that are fans. They like, hey, they cheering for people to lose right now because they want that number one pick.
They want that.
They just got Cam Ward.
Don't matter.
Should be doing the thing. They need more help than just Cam. They need more help than a quarterback.
Well, this ain't about the quarterback. This would be about getting like the best offensive lineman or the best defensive player.
They need to bring back Vrabel.
Yeah, Vrabel's happy where he is.
Vrabel got that Drake May, dog. Yeah.
Give me
Chad took the Browns. CJ took the Titans. Wade's got the Titans. Moe's got the Browns.
Yes.
I'm rolling with Shador and the Browns. Miles Garrett going to be eating them on Sunday.
Oh, he going to break the record on Sunday.
He going to eat.
He just needs 3.5.
What's on the pendant you're wearing there, Jamal? What is that?
St. Christopher.
Mm-hmm. Are you Catholic now, too?
Okay, so no, but I'm kind of like in between.
Superstitious enough to be Catholic?
No, I'm just I'll talk about that. We'll talk.
We don't have to get into religion.
No, we
won't.
Talk
about that great jelly in front of you.
No, we won't talk about.
When did Heinz start making jelly, by the way?
They've always had.
Heinz?
Yeah.
Heinz.
Yeah.
When did they make jelly? I've never.
They've got them in the squeeze. Yeah. Welch's and Heinz.
That's what's important.
Welch's has always been the most popular brand. Yes.
I don't know that I've ever seen Heinz.
But like, okay, it's just like ketchup. Heinz is ketchup. Yeah. Hunt's.
Yeah, Hunt's is terrible.
Yeah.
Hunt's.
And then you got the generic.
And then you got Red Gold.
Now.
Yes.
That's true. You got Red Gold. I forgot about Red Gold.
Save a lot of ketchup.
But, I mean, no different than mustard.
Yeah.
There's all kinds. You got French's. I like that. I can't pronounce it.
I'm a big.
It starts with a P.
Guy.
It's that round yellow.
Poupon?
No, it's not grape.
Yeah, I know it's one with the red top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
All right, we're heading to Buffalo.
What's your favorite sausage brand? I'll tell you what mine is.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I like the name.
I like Jimmy Dean's.
Yeah.
Wamplers.
Yeah.
I don't mind that one.
I just like saying.
Yeah, I like.
I don't mind that one.
You pick me up a roll of Whampers.
I like it.
Get that. Ding. Get that spicy. Yeah. Get that hot.
I don't know though. I like Bob Evans though too.
You like Bob Evans?
The patty.
I try not to buy Bob Evans just because they have a restaurant.
And I used to love the restaurant, man, and then they got put out there in BG.
Yeah. You liked Bob Evans?
I did. I liked their breakfast.
All right. Let's go on with the next game.
You want to go to Denny's?
No.
Do that too.
Go to Hardee's. I'm telling you. That's my favorite breakfast.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Buffalo. Joe Burrow, Josh Allen in Buffalo. Don't know if there's any snow or not. Buffalo's favorite -5.5. Chad and CJ both went Duh Bills.
I don't know why. I really don't know why. Because I like Josh Allen a lot. Like, I really do. Like, I think Buffalo is probably my second favorite team. But I have just this feeling to go with Cool Joe.
I went with Cool Joe the week where y'all said I was crazy against the Ravens.
Yeah.
You was right.
He tore their mouth out, dog.
He did.
I'm sticking with him, dog.
There's a part of me that is kind of leaning the same way as you two gentlemen.
Yeah.
But I think with the fact that Buffalo knows they can't afford to lose, and the fact is that they know if they lose, they're not going to the postseason. And Cincinnati knows they've got to win to even have hope. Mm. I'm going to roll with the Bills here. I'm going to roll with Josh Allen. I think they get it done at home. For those gambling out there, I would take the Bengals and the points.
Don't worry. Here's my thing about the Bengals. It's like, I get that Joe's been out, but
is Higgins still in concussion protocol?
I don't think he is. But Joe in November is a different Joe, dog.
It's true. That's true. This is like every year, though.
Dog. Yep. But not this year, because they started out hot. And then Joe got hurt.
That's just it. He's been hurt every – they need to fix that old line for his ass.
Yeah, for sure.
Plain and simple. Go out and spend some money on some offensive linemen.
For sure.
All right, we headed to Vegas where the Broncos going to take on the Raiders.
The Raiders.
And the Broncos.
And the Broncos are -7.5.
Bronx.
Bronx.
Chad and CJ also took the Bronx. I'm going against all y'all fools.
No, I ain't.
Give me Geno.
All right, Chris Berman.
You take a Geno?
Hell no, I'm going Broncos.
I knew that motherfucker was playing.
I don't care how scary. I mean, they've not been covering. Look at his photograph. Schnickle. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
I have a question.
Okay.
What the hell is on Joey's head?
A sandwich?
What?
You said Joey. I thought it's Joey Friend.
Friends. Yeah.
Kim was the first girl I kissed.
Yeah. You ever think that maybe Chad Kroeger and Kim dated and he wrote this song about her?
Hmm. Kimbo
Let
Fleiss.
Us know in the comments, yeah. Kim.
Waiting for Kim Galactic.
Yeah.
Have you not been telling us something, Kimbo Slice?
Yeah, we need to
know.
There
was a lot of hate.
We need to know.
Have either one of y'all watched that documentary on Nickelback?
No, let's go on with the next game.
All right.
Nobody looks Nickelback.
Everybody hates him, dude. That's no lie.
I don't know.
But they do have a drink called a Pickleback, and it's legit. It's Jameson whiskey with
pickle juice?
Yes. Thunder. And I hate pickles.
I love pickles.
AC/DC.
All right. Fox's NFL game of the week. We finally here.
The Bears.
We here. The Bears.
This is gonna be a sweep. This is gonna be a sweep.
It's not.
Nah, I did it.
Chad took his team.
Oh, I forget.
Chad went go pack go.
He went go pack go. That's what he did.
Where's it at? Green Bay?
Yep.
It's at Lambeau Field. And it's gonna be 8 degrees.
Yes.
At kickoff.
But they play 2 times in the next 3 weeks.
Yes, they do. They're gonna be in Chi-Town.
Chi-Town.
Bears got a trip to.
But
they,
you know
they're going to they gonna welcome in Cleveland into Chicago for a week.
I don't know if that's – I mean, I get it's Lambeau Field, but weather-wise, that's not much of an advantage.
8 degrees.
I mean, it's Chicago.
So here's the thing, and this is my only tidbit on when it comes to this game right here.
The Bears.
Because everybody knows the Bears right now got the sixth best offense in the game. Packers got the sixth best scoring defense or points per game allowed or whatever.
It'll be a field goal game.
So the bottom line is this. Packers like to go vertical.
Bears so like I don't to know go if, horizontal.
If the
yeah.
When it comes to the passing game, it's going to come down to can Green Bay with Micah Parsons stop the run, or can the Bears run the football like they did and manhandle them like they did the Eagles?
Because
when the Packers have struggled, they've not stopped the run.
And this has been your 30-second analysis with Matt.
But the Packers are minus 6.5.
Give me the Bears.
Give me the Bears.
The Bears. I'm riding with them. Let's go.
Hey, let's ride.
They got Ben Johnson at the helm.
Hey, Bronco Country.
You know how I feel about
let's ride.
Shit. Y'all know how I feel about Ben
James
Johnson.
James Russ.
Hey, let's do
ben
it.
Ben Johnson took us to heights.
Yeah. All right. Calm it down.
Go Bears.
We got the L.A. Rams headed to Arizona. Rams favorite 8.5. Rams are going to have to bounce back after that L they took last week at Carolina.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the Rams.
Yeah, give me the Rams.
I'm taking the Rams. That's a clean sweep, ladies and gentlemen. Houston Texans.
Go cruising.
Tone Loke. Tone Loke. I remember when I met Tone Loke.
Yep.
You remember when he used to have a cartoon C-Bear and Jamal?
Let's do it.
That was the name of the show.
Hey, the time I did run into Tone Loke down there at Fort Walton Beach, my senior year, me and Tony, we was walking over to that Waffle House.
Shout out to Teaspoon.
Yeah, we was going over to eat
the one that's
Waffle House,
the one right across the street from the strip joint.
Yep,
I remember
over there, right there where everybody would go get necklaces.
Oh, that was next to the Radisson where we stayed. It wasn't.
Now we stayed at the Breakers joint. Though.
Yeah. The one Tao's talking about was right next door to the Radisson and next to.
But I know which Waffle House he's talking about because I walked over there plenty of times.
So Tone Loke walks out. I thought Tony was going to faint.
How y'all doing?
He's like, Tao.
Wait, time out.
Tao.
Time out.
That's Tone Loke.
Time out. Time
he's like,
out.
Hey, how you doing?
What'd he say, Wade?
Say, how you doing?
he told his
entourage that whoever he's with, he said,
let's do it.
He did. Tony was gonna pass out, and he was like, "Hey, if y'all ain't got nothing going on, let's go up. I'm be down at Club La Vila tonight." I was like, "We playing ball." So, but yeah, Tony about passed out. He was like, "Man, dude, it's too low." He couldn't believe it, man.
So, what I remember about the last time I went was the strip club over there. They let you in if you was 18.
Yeah.
And so I'm up in there, dog. And, you know, that was the first experience I ever had with the strip club down there. And there's two things I remember. I remember going to Destin to go shopping and then the strip club over there and Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers,
yeah.
He said Fuddruckers.
Yeah, Fuddruckers. You put your dollar bill on the wall. You sign it and you put your dollar bill on the wall.
McGuire's Pub.
So we had some good times down there, but my time sucked. That's what happens when you had to play when you're a sophomore, and you got to play JV and varsity. I hated it.
I didn't have any problem.
I didn't get no time to do shit. Everybody's like, "Oh, it's a beach day. It's a beach day." Not for me.
Yeah, everybody was out there. Texans, Chiefs. Chiefs are at home. That's the Sunday night football game. Chiefs are favored minus 3.5. They are also in the same boat right now as Baltimore and Buffalo.
Yep.
I'm going out on a limb.
No, it's not a limb.
Chad took the Texans. CJ took the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Texans.
I'm taking the Texans. Because that strong-ass defense that I've been claiming they had all year
is
finally showing up.
It is. And, man, it's like I want to show some love, but – that's just it. The Texans have been playing some good, good football.
I have an announcement to make. Sorry.
What's that?
Let me do this real quick.
Okay. What song?
It's not a song.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Barron River Area Development District has closed on Friday due to inclement weather. Also closed this morning is Metcalf County Head Start, and Metcalf County Schools are closed this Friday. It will be NTI Day 3 for Metcalf County. This has been your closings and delays brought to you by Peepaw's Pancake Powder.
I cannot believe what you just read.
Why not?
I don't know. He just wanted to say it, I guess.
Yeah. No. He doesn't know why he doesn't believe it.
Because
it's just a feeling.
Roads are clear now.
You don't know that in Metcalf County. You've not driven.
I'm talking about Barron County.
I didn't say Barron County.
He said Metcalf.
He said Barron County.
I did not.
Area Development.
I said Barron River.
Barron River. My bad.
Area Development District.
Okay.
Well. A.K.A. Brad.
Brad.
That's in Bowling Green.
Okay. Well.
And if I'm not mistaken, Brad's only open half the day on Friday anyway. So they probably were just like, yeah, we'll just call it in.
They're getting ready for the Christmas parade this weekend.
Yeah.
Who you got, Tayo?
I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'm going to take the Chiefs just because they're at home, and I feel like they're playing on edge right now. They know what they got in front of them.
I think the trend of this whole season is a changing of the guard.
It could be.
Because
it very well could be.
I don't think the Chiefs are going to make it.
And it's very –
Buffalo's barely – but if Buffalo makes it, I think this is the best chance that Josh Allen's ever going to have to win the championship.
And they don't even have the best team.
Nope.
But, hey, you get hot at the right time, you get hot. All right, Monday Night Football.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. All right, Monday Night Football. Did you say Monday or Sunday?
Monday.
Okay.
That was the Sunday night.
Eagles, Chargers in L.A. Eagles got to fly all the way out west. Chargers are the underdog here. The Eagles are favored by -2.5. Justin Herbert going to be playing with a brace on his left hand. He got screws in his wrist. He going to play.
This one's an easy one.
And for that reason, give me the Eagles.
I know that Carter is out this week, and without him on that front line, they are a way different defense. So give me the Chargers.
There's parts of me that wants to take L.A. here because you know Jim Harbaugh ain't scared to run that rock.
Well, I like Jim.
He ain't scared to run that rock.
And now he's got Vidal and Omari Hampton's back.
I like members Mark Kaki's gym. Oof. Hurry up.
I think the Eagles are going to bounce back.
All right.
I'm going to take the Eagles.
This has been your Week 14 NFL Picks with Tayo. Want to quickly give a shout-out to our Doveys team.
Definitely.
Heather, Holly, Joni, Jane, Ashley, Beth, Edith, Crystal, and Shern.
All of those girls.
Shern.
We're going to come and see you soon, for sure.
Shern.
Shern. Not Sharon. Shern.
And if any of you all are single, look for the blind man when he comes in.
We need to go back. Hey. Also, we need to shout out
Justin Hadley, 40-year guy. He was there. For those that you know on the TikToks, he's from Edmondson County. You're telling me for 40 years?
Yep.
The 40-year guy.
He went to Doveys after us.
He went to Doveys.
After us.
After us.
After us. We love you, though.
If he's listening to us, and we'll tag him and see what his thoughts were on the Duffy's Burger.
I feel like if he was listening to us, he would already let us know. But we hope you are.
Hey, look.
Because you're telling me for 40 years you could have been listening to...
What are we even talking about?
Wawita.
Big facts.
Our next stop needs to be to Fanny Jeans, because they actually commented on our Facebook page and talked about how much they'd like to have us.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Camellia. It's just right up the road from W's.
Oh, definitely. We on the way there.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go check that. Let's try to do that next weekend.
Okay.
You don't have kids next weekend.
Can't do it next weekend.
I can't do it next weekend.
I'll be in Nashville.
Okay.
Start Christmas shopping a bit.
Okay. We'll get it together. We'll go.
And I'm tomorrow's looking forward Christmas parade.
Looking forward to it.
Tomorrow's Christmas parade. That is correct.
Looking forward to it.
And the other two are sick, so.
Facts.
We can't even.
Yeah.
Can't even coordinate.
Chad got a shot.
Did he?
Let's take a quick break so I can get Berkeley up.
Yeah.
Be right back on what are we even talking about? Actually, Jamal, tell us in the white voice what the name of the show is.
The name is What Are We Even Talking About? And we will be right back. Please don't go anywhere. This is James White. James White. You just got to look
Let's
at
Let's do it.
Let's
And we are back.
Totally missed out on what we've been talking about.
We just ran off about 2 hours worth of material and forgot to hit record.
We in the studio grinding
all
right now.
Well, let's just do it again.
Okay.
Like we know what we're doing here.
Sure.
Okay. Question time.
Okay.
Hang on. Let me make sure that I get this right.
Question with a question?
This is the first time that I've read this question.
Oh.
If you get to choose your own name, what would it be and why? Jamal?
Well, I have always had a bromance with Mr. T. So, therefore, Clubber Lang Allen. Clubber for short.
What about you, Pip?
May I have some more?
Please, sir. May I have some more?
Pip, sir.
Hello, Pip.
Edit it, Pit.
You know, if I could have picked my name at birth, I'd probably gone with Brachus.
Brachus. It's like a gladiator. It's like a Brachus. Gladiator. Name.
Best of the best, too.
I would probably go with Montez.
I swear, every time I see you, it's going to be Montel from now on. I promise you.
This is how he does it.
I can't wait to be around OG and say, hey, man, Montel was asking about you. He's like, who? Montel Copas, dog.
Hey, yo, D was asking about you yesterday.
D who?
D's not.
Cheeky check.
Got him.
Got him. All right, what's your question?
All right, I got a question. Assuming we're all single and assuming we have a chance to date a famous person. Famous female from the 80s, which throughout our whole lifespan, which girl would you pick to be your wife?
Sofia Vergara.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to go with, this is a toss up for me, but I've got to stick with my Seventh Heaven girl, dog. Jessica Biel, man.
Jessica Biel, yeah.
Man, I've been in love with her since she used to wear that jersey on Seventh Heaven like she was playing.
First celebrity crush. Remember we talked about this?
Yes.
Do you remember? I just remembered mine last night.
Who is it?
Like, first, like, real celebrity crush. Like, I was, like, a teenager.
Okay.
I can't think of her, like, real name.
What was she on?
I'm about to tell you. She was Marsha in the Brady Bunch movie that came out in the 90s.
Oh, Ben Stiller's wife.
Yes.
Christy Taylor.
Yeah. She was on Hey Dude.
Yes.
She was on Hey Dude.
She was.
Hey Dude.
But you know what? I remember us talking about this, and I honestly think we all really missed who our first crush was.
I think we actually did.
But we all forget Andy from the Goonies. I mean,
oh yeah, she was from Lucas.
Yes, from Lucas.
Yeah,
but I mean, honestly, I mean that's actually turned 40 years old this year. It was June 7th, 1985. So I mean, I was 4. So I mean, when I saw that, I mean, but yeah, I'm picking Jessica Biel.
Hey, dude.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother's on there. Omar.
Y'all remember? What was that? Oh, salute shorts.
Donkey
yeah.
lips. Dog.
Yeah, donkey lips.
Bro. Camp oh, here. Wanna. Let's play. Well, tell us yours here. Don't God. Get in trouble.
Don't get in trouble.
Yeah, you might as well just say Kim. You can check.
Yeah. Just
don't say side. I don't want you to get a pillow over your face when you sleep.
Nah, man.
Her and Luna. Her and Luna be there looking at her to put the pillow on your face.
She can put chloroform in your sleep app.
Yeah.
Chloroform. Be like Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Trying to find.
Speaking of Tone Loc.
Yeah, exactly. He was in there.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah, I stick with Kelly Kapowski, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, I stick can't with go that. Wrong yeah. with that, dog.
Yeah,
I could have called that.
Yeah, I can't go wrong.
I'm gonna play a theme song from our childhood, and you tell me what show it's from.
Come on, dog. You know you Let's got two it. Of the best here.
Okay, we're gonna find out.
All right,
I'm gonna give you a couple. Okay.
Okay.
Doug.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Nice I heard pork chop right there.
Nice job.
All right. So, a little random fact. Do you know how many episodes of Doug's there were?
Man, they had the original.
The original?
Because Doug? They redid it.
Just there's.
From the 90s.
Yes.
I think there's only like. It wasn't a lot.
It's more than what you think.
But I feel like there was like. And this is going to sound very random. 62 episodes.
All right, you stay 62. What do you guess?
He looking it up.
I know what it is. it was my favorite. It was my favorite show of all time. It's 117 episodes.
100 says it's almost yes. double what
it's
I said.
It's 117.
Nickelodeon. Yeah. When it was on Nickelodeon, they only aired 52 episodes. And then it moved to ABC and Disney.
Yes.
Where they did 65 more.
Yep, 117 episodes.
And a movie.
Yes.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Skeeter Valentine.
Skeeter Valentine. Oh, yeah. Dog.
Roger Klotz.
Yep. Skeeter was black.
All right. Here's the next one. Skeeter was actually blue.
Yeah, he was.
AKA.
Roger was green.
AKA, no, Roger was like.
Roger.
Lime.
No, yeah. He yeah.
He was lime, lime. Orange hair. and then Patty was orange.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Patty was Trump color.
Right, peel and onion.
Here's the next one.
Oh.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern World.
Yes.
Modern Life.
Modern Life or whatever. I didn't watch a lot of Rocco's.
I do watched remember. A little bit of it. I like Cat Dog better than I like Rocco.
Cat Dog.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yep. What about this?
Sound like all that.
That's right.
Who loves orange soda? Kale loves orange soda. I do.
Clarissa explains it all.
Nice job. That was great. That was clutch.
Clarissa explains it all. Yeah.
Clutch.
Melissa Joan Hart, shout out.
Yeah, there's another one. I was younger with that crush. I didn't even know what a crush was then, but. Melissa Joan before Sabrina when she was Clarissa.
But hey, still to this day, one of the dopest movies that I ever saw was She's All That. Is that no? No, she drives me
drive
crazy.
Me crazy.
Yes,
that's on Prime right now.
I'll give you one better than dope. That with Melissa Joan Hart.
What?
Can't hardly wait.
Oh yeah, ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Here you go. You ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
Are y'all ready?
Yep.
Who's the boss?
Yeah.
Let's do
I
it.
I figured your autism would kill this.
My autism.
Yeah.
My autisms.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
90210.
Yep. Go ahead, Matt.
That's Kim's show right there. She a Luke Perry fan. That was hers. That was her crush.
Oh, Luke Perry?
Luke Perry.
Hey, what about it when he was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
That might have been one of the worst damn movies.
Remember Christy Swanson? Girl?
It was the worst, best Calendar kind of movie.
Remember that movie?
I don't remember.
You don't remember that movie?
Remember what movie?
I don't remember it.
Calendar Girl.
I do.
The name of it, I do, but I don't remember it.
Okay, here you go.
Well, we're moving on up. We're moving on up. The Jeffersons, baby. I
forgot how easy that one was. Sorry.
It took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Got it, Matt?
You know that one, Matt? Matthew? Matthew Phillip? Teo?
It's not registering right now.
Miko? Just going through all your nicknames.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, you got a lot.
Teo.
What was your first nickname? Actually, give the answer to this, Jamal.
I forgot what it is, too.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on, hold on.
Just think of
it's
a rapist. Just think of a rapist. I mean, it's the Cosby Show.
The Cosbys, yeah. That's what was in the back of my mind.
It's but that was like, that was at the beginning of the first ones, wasn't
it? It's the theme song.
I know, but they've had
yes, it's the original.
Yes.
The original.
It's been so long cuz like you don't I mean obviously they don't show reruns like they used to, but
Ollie burying himself, boy.
Yeah. What was your first nickname, Teo? You remember? Like your family probably gave you?
Shit, I know that one for me. Ma's been, it's one that's held strong.
Jeez, I mean, growing up, I mean, mine.
What did Medita call you?
Matthew Phillip.
Mateo Felipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so, Mateo.
Yeah. So
Callate, Mateo.
So yeah. Technically, it is Mateo.
I mean, it was just my name, yeah.
That's his name. What was yours?
Tater.
Was it?
Waiter the Tater.
Yeah, mine was always Ma.
All right, here you go.
A Sex in the City.
Yeah. That shouldn't have took either one of you that long.
Hold on.
I know damn well both of y'all know this. This is
Baywatch.
I figured you'd know.
I was like, I centered.
I never really watched
it. Oh, yeah. Here's a deep cut.
Is that like Doogie Howser or something?
Nope.
No, it's not Doogie. I can't.
You know, you want a hint?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was, when we talked about this, this was in the top five of me and CJ's TV shows of the 80s.
God.
Damn. I know I'm going to feel stupid when you tell me what it is.
I will too. I will too.
What is it?
Alf.
Alf. It wasn't registering. I mean, I sit there and watch episodes on YouTube.
You know, I'm sitting there thinking about the last one, Baywatch. I never really watched it.
I watched it, but it wasn't like one of those. I wasn't like Joey and Chandler on Friends. I just had to sit down and watch it every day.
I'm going to play some easier ones. And you two are going against each other.
All right.
So we'll start off with, you know, that you remember the TV show Name That Tune? Or the game Name That Tune?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember how it works?
You only heard so many seconds.
Yes, I'm going to give you a song, and you both have to kind of
say, I can name that song.
Yes, in blank seconds, and then the other one has to be like, all right, do it then.
This is going
to
be interesting, yeah, honestly. So
I'm going to give you the next one, but Jamal, we'll start with you.
I can name that tune in 4 seconds.
Okay.
I'll name it in 3.
I'll name it in 2.
Name that tune.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Shit.
Yeah. I knew Teo could do this in 1.
I don't. Go ahead and tell you. I don't know what it is.
It's Dexter.
Dexter, yeah.
I never watched the show.
Love
Did you
that
not?
Show. I love that show, man.
All right, you ready for the next one? I think both of you will watch this, so you're good. Teo, your turn.
I'll name it in three.
Okay.
Name that tune.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Game of Thrones.
And then I get fucking Dex.
It's a show you don't watch.
Yeah.
And okay. I never watched Game of Thrones, but it's one of my alarms.
How do you have an alarm for Game of Thrones and never watched the show?
Because I like to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I like the intro. I mean,
Big classical music, yeah.
Man.
All right. Next one.
All right. I'll name the song in 3 seconds.
I'm going to let you name that tune.
All right. Watch me be a show I ain't never watched.
Right.
No, you definitely was.
Here's a story. Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Come on, y'all are going to have to bring it here. Come on, next song.
Let's do it.
It's back to
Tell you.
Yeah, it's back to you.
I'll name it in 2.
I know you will.
Yeah.
I'll name it in 1.
All right, cool.
Name that tune.
I'm confident in you right here.
Okay. Oh, that's a Magnum P.I.
Yes, it is.
That's a Magnum P.I. Yeah.
Tommy Selleck.
Let's do one more.
All right, hang on.
I mean, I got to start it, too.
All right, we'll go a little bit more difficult, so you can get off the
show. All right.
No more 2s and 3s. I name it in 7.
Y'all name it in 25 seconds. Yeah.
Back to you, Jamal.
I'll name it in 4 seconds.
Okay.
I'll name it in 3.
Name that tune. Right. Oh! No, I don't. Yo, what is it?
I told you it's harder.
Do you know what it is? Is it France?
That's what exactly what I was, but it wasn't. It's got that little tune in there, like it's like I'll be, but it's not. It's not the Rembrandts. Gosh dang it! I what is it? Because it's gonna make me mad once you tell me.
Party of Five.
See, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch a lot of that. I didn't watch Party of Five. I didn't watch Melrose.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and put this out there, and it's really, I grew up with watching shows with black folks in it.
All right.
So, like.
Say less. You ready for the next
Party one? Of Five and stuff like that? I wouldn't.
I got you.
Melrose Place.
Here you go.
Scott right. Wolf.
Next one.
All right, what is it?
I'll name it in 6.
Okay.
I'll name it in 3.
Name the tune.
Okay. Now the world don't move to the beat of this one drum. Different Strokes. He's a man of means.
Love it. Different Strokes.
Might not be wrong for y'all.
Different Strokes.
Hey, so what's the name of the bully on Different Strokes?
You would ask me that.
He never was seen on the show, but he was a big character for Arnold. And it's in the Notorious B.I.G.
I can't even remember.
Okay.
All right, one more.
Hold on. More Guns and Roses poses, shaking in your boots, invisible bully like the Gooch.
The Gooch.
The Gooch,
that's
dog.
What it was. Yeah, the Gooch.
More Guns than Roses poses, shaking in your boots, invisible bully like the Gooch. One more.
All right.
We go on.
Okay. I think it's on.
It's on Moe's.
I'll name it in 4.
Okay.
I'm gonna name it in 2.
Do it then. Whew. Do it then. All
right. Tony Soprano.
Oh,
the Sopranos,
man,
baby.
That was good.
That's a good
That
one.
Was good.
That is a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
I've on, you know what? I've seen the show.
Woke up this morning.
And I tried
Alabama 3, baby.
I tried to get into it, but I just never could watch them consecutively in a row. So it's not that's part of my tism. Like, I will start watching a show, and if I didn't watch it from day one, it was always hard for me to get into a show like that. Yeah.
This is the original.
This is the original Soprano joint?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah,
say by the bed.
That's all you had to do. Right,
that's all you,
all
had,
you
to
had to do.
Do
right there with that one.
Yeah.
That's funny. Hey, I was thinking about the Camp Anawana.
Camp Anawana.
We hold you in our hearts. And when I think about you, it makes me want to fart. Think Anawana, want to think Anawana. How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
Took you 7 seconds to get it.
Yeah. I mean, I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, what the heck is this? Because I was sitting there thinking Camp on One.
Oh, what about this one?
I don't know what it is, but it's kind of dope, though.
It got that got that xylophone in there.
Hey, it's kind of dope, though.
Grey's Anatomy.
So really?
I wouldn't have been Grey's.
See, I like...
Just in time, hit down the 405.
All right,
gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m.
What is
Sunny in Philadelphia? I don't know.
Scrubs.
What is Scrubs. Oh, so a funny thing about Scrubs is
I know it by I Know Superman.
My brother in law, when I was married, Trevor, he looks exactly like Zach Braff, and of course, Donald Faison. So, but he lives in Texas and I lived here, but we always.
Because I'm keeping it real.
We always wanted to get together on Halloween so we could be the Scrubs.
Yeah.
But so I took a picture of Zach Braff and myself and put it up there next to them two and dog.
That's funny.
It looked exactly the same.
Kim got me on that show because I'd never watched it until we started dating.
What's your favorite show, TV series that is no longer. Aaron, that you wish they were still making episodes.
They only made one season of this, and it was Freaks and Geeks.
I remember that.
They did.
Who was in Freaks and Geeks?
Jared
Leto, was he in there?
No. James Franco.
Yes.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Jason Segel.
Yes.
You had several of them
in
there.
It's a great show.
Because Kim was mad. My so-called life, Claire Danes and Jared Leto was the one there. They only had one season.
Mine is Psych. I don't know if y'all have ever seen that show. But to me, like, I see how people are about Stranger Things and the 80s references and stuff that, you know, only 80s babies knows. That's literally all a Psych. It's 7 or 8 seasons of complete 80s reference. I mean, Urkel's on there, and they have a singing trio on there. If you haven't watched it, you have to go. It's on Peacock, but it's amazing. It was on USA for years.
Psych?
Yes. P-S-Y-C-H. And for those who don't know,
any more than that?
It's dude is... it's X-Files, right?
Nope. Close, though.
I have no idea.
The Walking Dead.
I didn't watch it.
I did.
That's X-Files.
That's right.
What about this? If y'all watch TV Land.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. That was 3 seconds.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Nice show.
I grew up watching it.
Just sit right back in your
Come on,
Gilligan's Island, boy.
And I think about that.
Mary Tyler Moore.
On
Taxi.
On Rush Hour 2. Oh. The name of his boat, SS Minnow Johnson. SS Minnow Johnson.
Oh, God.
Dog, I think. See, and that's, I mean, I've talked.
Sorry.
Oh.
Dawson's Creek, but that wasn't the original.
Doesn't claim to be on here. It's just a song. But it's on the playlist.
I tell you another show that really didn't last that long that I enjoyed was Las Vegas. Did you ever watch it? The reruns will come on TNT, dog. It's got Molly Sims, James Caan, Josh Duhamel.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No?
It came up with the Las Vegas theme. Right. Frank Sinatra sing it? It's a little bit more. Sure.
Okay, I don't know why this one is on here twice, and that's why I'm playing this.
Oh, show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We got them growing pains. Alan Thicke.
Kurt Cameron.
As long as we got each Full House.
Us going through our own. That's why I go back and I tell people, man, we, as 80s babies, grew up the best time for music, movies, TV shows, all of that.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. You take a break?
That's what somebody said to me in jail one time. That's
yeah, after when you drop the soap,
yeah, no,
didn't do all that. He said, "Yeah, no.
Yeah, no."
Let's take a break.
It's about that time.
About that time.
That's King of the Hill.
Yep.
Ren and Stimpy.
Damn, you just got that by the face on it.
Hey, y'all remember that show, Life Goes On?
Yes.
Yep.
Corky.
Oh, bloody.
Oh, blah-da. Life Goes On.
Yeah, I remember that.
Y'all watch that Dharma and Greg?
Nope. Well, I'm going to tell you what I did watch, no shame, Will and Grace.
Hey, that shit was funny.
Yes.
I mean, what the one episode where he does his Sharon impersonation right in front of her?
Yeah.
Dude, I was dying.
Was it named Deborah Messinger or something?
Yeah, she's something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Smart guy?
Nope.
It's a robot.
It made me think of Revenge of the Nerds is what it made me think of.
Well, you got 15 solid seconds of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Boy Meets World.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Man, I watched it, but I didn't. I guess I just really didn't pay attention to the theme song.
Looking at Topanga, dog.
Because it just didn't matter. I mean, I was like, all right.
Same.
Topanga.
Because now you got where you can skip the intro.
Yep.
So it don't matter.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. We got spoiled in our old age.
Yeah.
You had to worry about commercials back in the day. Pay attention.
Did you ever watch Monk?
No, I couldn't get into it.
Monk is dope, man.
I couldn't get into it.
Monk is dope.
CJ either liked Monk or Psych, and I can't remember which one.
Both of them.
He liked both of them, yep.
Ollie, quit eating that, man.
See, that's the thing about CJ is like me and CJ graduated together, and I know more about CJ now, and it's crazy that all of our interests align. Some way, shape, or fashion.
Yeah.
I mean, we're both nerds.
Nerds.
Chad's all-time favorite.
Yeah, let's wait for that.
The Home Improvement. I'm going to tell you what, Brad keep on getting in trouble.
Sure do. He do.
Poor Brad.
Like, poor he just got arrested like the sixth or seventh time.
Hey, y'all remember the one time Jonathan Taylor Thomas was down here?
Yeah, Grand Marshal
of the parade. Her and Jody Sweetney.
Yeah, I remember that. Everybody was hyped for that.
Hey, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, dog.
Quit eating that.
He saw me at the end, man. He went like this.
Just chewing.
Winked at me and pointed at me, dog. For sure.
Oh.
Go back to the second one you played.
I will.
Both of them sound very familiar. And I
yeah.
Can't.
Well, the first one, the other one that I accidentally hit is easier, but I wanted you to be able to try this one.
Play it.
Shit.
No, no. The second one was American Idol.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's offensive. It's offensive to my celebrity
what is
wife, Sofia Vergara. That's Modern Family.
Oh, Modern Family.
Watch that one. Only saw a few episodes, yeah.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Now, let me tell you what else I used to like. Oh, Inspector Gadget.
Dang!
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, here you go. This is for you, Jamal.
That's Doug.
No, it ain't.
Wait. Yeah. Play it again. Play it again.
Come on, dude.
I know it.
You talk about this show all the time.
Oh, Hey Arnold?
Nope.
What is it?
It's Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah. I don't listen to the... I skip the intro. Yeah, I skip the intro now. Sorry.
Perfect Strangers.
I've seen every episode of that show.
Tao, get this
15 one. 15 times.
Shout out to another rapist. I mean, I gave you a hint.
Yeah.
You talk about, but what did you be talking about?
He says, shout out to another rapist. No.
House of Cards.
Oh, Kevin Spacey.
I didn't watch House of Cards.
I thought you did.
No.
Oh, my bad.
I've watched House of Cards.
No.
It's been so long.
I had not watched it. Hey, man living on the streets.
Yeah, he homeless, dog.
Who?
Kevin Spacey.
Good.
Hey. There's a...
no shit. Good.
there's a song on Bob's Burgers. See if you can find it. It's called I Want to Build a House on Your Butt. Dog, I can't remember the name, but
I'm banging on a trash can,
strumming on a street light.
Shout out to Damas.
But yeah, there's this. I want to build a house. I want to build a something on your butt, and I want to draw a face on your butt and then kiss it. I want to put a star on your butt and then wish it. I want to build a house on your butt and then kick it.
I can't
remember what it's called though. But it is one of my favorite songs on the. Because Bob Burgers, they have great, 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 great songs on there.
Just shout out to my favorite one.
Oh, was that Young Guns?
Nope. It's Parks and Rec.
I like the Little Einstein.
Oh yeah.
hey, play that theme song. That's a bad joint, dog.
I don't know if it's
me and Charlie used to get down. We would just listen to the intro. We loved it.
We're going on a trip
in our
little rocket ship.
Is it going through the sky? Little
is Einstein. It my butt has a fever?
Maybe.
We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship.
Through and through the sky. Little Einsteins.
Oh, wait. Right. Hold on. You got my butt has a fever. And then you got Taffy Butt.
Try my butt has a fever. Is that on Bob's Burgers?
Let's save that for next week because I've got to
draw a face on your butt.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, right?
Real quick, real quick. Play it, dog. Play it, dog. Come on, Tina. When I behold your behind. One, two, three.
I want to draw a face on your butt.
And then kiss it.
I want to draw a star on your butt.
And then wish it.
I
want to
build a house on your butt.
And then kick it. It's exquisite. Hey, Bob's Burgers, baby, undefeated.
All right, it's been a
interesting Friday morning, but it is Fantastic Friday.
It is Fantastic Friday.
Fantastic Friday. Friday.
Freaky right. Friday.
It's been a lot of fun, boys.
It has been fun.
I hope everybody has a great weekend.
For sure.
And we'll see you on the flip side, Jamal. Wawita.
Out.
Do the chickens have large talons?
My mother liked her a whole lot.
Your mother was wrong.
Hey, that plum looks good. Can I trade it for your Twinkie? No, these are my plums.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.